From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama today signed into law the health care overhaul the House approved on Sunday, but many of the House Democrats who voted for that new health care law want it changed, and today the Senate begins an expedited procedure called budget reconciliation to amend it. NPR's David Wellner has more.
The package of amendments to the new health care law was approved by the House. Now it's up to the Senate to pass them. Under the special rules of budget reconciliation, there will be only 20 hours of debate, no filibusters, but possibly dozens or even hundreds of amendments. At the White House ceremony where President Obama signed the big health care overhaul into law, he showed no uncertainty about the outcome of what could be the final act in the congressional health care saga.
Now, while the Senate still has the last round of improvements to make on this historic legislation, and these are improvements I'm confident they will make swiftly.
But if Senate Republicans managed to change anything in the corrections bill, it would have to go back for a vote in the House as well. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Top officials with the Obama administration are meeting with officials in Mexico as part of an effort aimed at strengthening cross-border cooperation when it comes to dealing with that country's powerful drug cartels. Visit is focusing on ways to break the power of the Mexican traffickers. U.S. officials have expressed concerns about the surging violence in the country's judicial and law enforcement issues. Mexico blames the U.S.'s appetite for drugs for much of the problem. A unanimous Supreme Court ruled today that when a lender fails to object to a bankruptcy plan for partial payment in a student loan case, that lender cannot come back years later seeking to collect the unpaid portion of the debt. NPR's Nina Totenberg explains.
Francisco Espinosa, a one-time airline baggage handler, had just one unpaid debt, a $13,000 student loan plus $4,000 in interest and penalties. Unable to pay the loan back on his $6.70 an hour salary, he filed for bankruptcy and agreed to a plan under which the entire debt would be wiped out if he paid the $13,000 principal in regular installments over 5 years. But years after he fulfilled the terms of the plan and the debt was officially discharged, the lender came after Espinosa for the $4,000 interest and penalties. Today, the Supreme Court ruled that even if, as here, a bankruptcy plan was in error, lenders who filed no objection at the time have waived their right to object later. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Britain announced today it has kicked out an Israeli diplomat following an investigation into the use of 12 fake UK passports in the assassination of a suspected Hamas operative that took place in Dubai in January. It's alleged the assassination was carried out by Mossad, Israel's intelligence group. Some rosy earnings reports helped boost Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 102 points to end the session at 10,888. The NASDAQ was up 19 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 gained 8 points today. You are listening to NPR. California lawmakers have moved a step closer to banning smoking at parks and beaches. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Rachel Miro reports if California goes ahead, it would set a national precedent.
More than 100 cities and counties in California have already imposed smoking bans, and many of them supported the state measure. The assembly vote sends the bill back to the state Senate for amendments. After that, the bill heads to the governor's desk. Arnold Schwarzenegger has not taken a position on it. Advocates of the ban say it would reduce the threat of wildfires and protect marine life from cigarette butts, as well as clear the air. Smokers could still light up in parking lots and campgrounds without facing a $100 fine. Republican lawmakers oppose the bill, calling it nanny state legislation. There's been little in the way of comment from tobacco companies, but according to the Associated Press, state campaign finance records show the industry is given heavily to Republican candidates and committees in California. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
3D is all the rage in Hollywood, with Avatar, Alice in Wonderland, and other movies being released with 3D versions. Several electronics makers are also unveiling 3D TV sets. Now it appears the Catholic Church is looking to get into the act.
Welcome to 3DCatholicTV.com. We're glad you stopped by. I'm Father Reed, and these are my 3D glasses. Whoa! Catholic TV in 3D!
That's the Reverend Robert Reed, director of the National Catholic Television Network, talking about new 3D programming it's debuting. Based in Watertown, Massachusetts, the Catholic TV network currently reaches 5 to 6 million homes nationwide through various cable providers. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.